Well, good morning, everybody. Once again,
再一次跟大家说早晨好。
And today, we are going to definitely talk about what it means to overcome fear in our lives.
今天早晨我们讲到的题目是如何战胜恐惧。
We all struggle with fear.
我们每一个人可能都有跟恐惧所征战的经历。
There is healthy fear and then unhealthy fear.
但是就惧怕而言，分为健康的惧怕和不健康的惧怕。
Some fear is good.
有一些惧怕是有好处的。
I remember when my wife and I were missionaries in Indonesia.
当我和我的太太在印度尼西亚做宣教士的时候。
We would be visiting all the villages in the area, not all of them, but many villages in the area. We had to climb over mountains and around valleys.
我们会去在当地去拜访很多那个小的村镇，我们需要爬山，我们需要涉水。
And our son, he was about this high. I forget how old he was, but I would always hold his hand because you could get close to the end of the cliff and he could fall. So I'd always hold his hand and say, "Son, everything will be okay. Don't worry."
那个时候，我的儿子大约只有这么高，我忘记他有多大了。但是，我们在村庄之间，跋涉的时候呢，我总是牵着我儿子的手，因为我们很多时候会走在悬崖的边上。我会跟我的儿子说：“不要害怕，我会一直与你同行。”
And one time he let go of my hand.
有一次他逃脱了我的手。
And he got very close to the edge.
他离那个悬崖的边缘就非常的近。
So I jumped over to him like Superman.
所以我就像一个超人一样，立刻跳到他的身边。
And I grabbed him in time.
然后把他及时的抓住。
And I said, "Stay close to Daddy."
离爸爸近一点。
And I told Daddy, "Don't let go of his hand."
然后我要说，不要脱离我的手。
So if we stay close to Daddy, you know, God, if we stay close to God, we have nothing to fear. And that's the message for this morning.
如果我们和亲爱的天父保持一个很亲密的关系，那么我们就无所畏惧。
But how do we do that?
但是我们如何能做到这一点呢？
So let's explore that.
让我们来考察一下。
Now, some fear is not healthy.
有一些惧怕是不健康的。
Maybe the fear of rejection.
也许我们会害怕被拒绝。
You're in your job, or maybe you're wherever you are working, there's a fear that maybe you will be rejected, your work will be rejected, you will be rejected, and sometimes that is a fear in our lives. Am I right?
有的时候在我们的工作场合，我们会害怕我们的工作或者我们本人被别人所拒绝。
Sometimes there's a fear of failure because we all want to succeed. And so we have this fear of failure, so we don't try because we don't want to fail. That's a bad kind of fear.
很多时候我们害怕失败，因为我们每一个人都在想着说我们想要成功，但是因为我们害怕失败，所以我们甚至都不愿意去尝试去做这件事情，这也是一种不健康的惧怕。
Sometimes we have the fear of being wrong. We want to be right, but we have a fear of being wrong, so we don't offer any suggestions. We don't answer any questions because we're afraid of being wrong.
另外，我们很多时候也惧怕做错事、说错话，所以我们很多时候呢，既不给出建议，也不愿意回答别人的问题，因为我们害怕自己说错了话。
When I was a teacher at the university in China, I had students, sometimes 100, 120 in my lectures.
当我在郑州做老师的时候呢，我的学生大约有100到120个人。
And I would ask the students, "Do you have any questions?"
我经常就会问我这些同学们说：“你们有什么问题吗？”
Often nobody had any questions.
通常没有任何一个人问任何问题。
And afterwards, I was new there. I said, "How come? Yeah, you certainly you have some questions. Why don't you raise your hand?"
但是我知道他们一定是有一些问题，我就很好奇他们为什么不愿意举起手来。
And they said, "For two reasons."
他们说有2个原因。
Maybe I would ask the wrong question and I would look foolish.
也许我会问一个错误的问题，这样我就看起来很蠢。
And maybe you as a teacher would not know the answer and you would look foolish.
或者说我问了一个问题，你作为一个老师不知道答案，你会看上去很愚蠢。
And they had such a kind heart, they didn't want me to look foolish.
他们有一个善良的心，他们不希望我看上去很愚蠢。
And I always told them I am foolish. Don't worry.
啊，但是我经常跟他们讲说啊，我是一个愚笨的人，所以不要为这个担心。
If I don't know the answer, I will find it out.
如果我不知道答案，我会试图去找到这个答案。
But it was a wonderful experience. So we have these fears. We also have a fear of health. Maybe where health is failing, and we know a fear of the future.
我们很多时候也会为我们的自己的健康来啊忧虑。我们害怕说我们不知道明天我们的身体健康会怎么样。
Or maybe if you're a young person, you want to find Mr. Right or Mrs. Right, and you have a fear you won't find that special person in your life. You have a fear of that.
也许你是一个年轻人，那么你会也许会对未来恐惧，说我能不能找到我理想中的另外一半。
So these are some of the unhealthy fears. Maybe we have increased heart rate. Maybe we sweat. So sometimes we experience physical problems because of our fear.
有的时候我们也因为恐惧，我们心跳加速，浑身冒汗，但是这也是一种不健康的恐惧。
So how do we overcome our fear?
那么我们如何能够来战胜我们的恐惧呢？
Well, the answer is we overcome unhealthy fear with healthy fear.
我们用一个健康的这种恐惧来战胜这种不健康的恐惧。
I know it's hard to explain. So what do we mean by healthy fear?
听上去是有点复杂，但是什么是一个健康的恐惧呢？
Let me explain. In Proverbs 9:10 it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding."
在箴言九章第十节是这样讲的，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
So like my son who had to fear his daddy, like my son who had to fear his daddy and stay close to his hand, if my son fears me, respects me, if he does what I say, then he has nothing to fear. He's not going to fall because he trusts me.
就像当时刚才跟你们大家讲的一样，当我的孩子很小的时候，当他敬畏我，当他愿意听我的话，愿意离我很近，愿意被我拿手和我握着手，那么他就没有什么好担心，他就不会去掉到悬崖底下，他也不需要担心这些事情。
So how do we get more of the fear of God in our life? How do we do it?
但是那么我们在我们的生活中，我们如何来敬畏耶和华我们的神呢？
Well, one reason is you come to church on Sunday morning, so you are right now experiencing the comfort of God.
那么有一件事情就是说，当我们周日来到教会，我们来到神的面前，那么我们就可以来经历神的安慰。
Do you like salads?
你们中间有没有人喜欢这个色拉？
A good salad comes from a good recipe.
一个好的色拉呢，是有一个好的这个食谱。
That's not chocolate, that's blueberries, okay? Just want to say that.
我们看到这个黑色的这个蓝紫色的这个不是巧克力，是蓝莓。
So with any good recipe, you will have health.
当这个你有一个好的配方的时候，你才会有一个好的菜。
So can I give you a recipe that helps you strengthen your fear of God this morning?
那么今天早上呢，我会给大家一个敬畏神的这么一个配方。
Ingredients of a healthy fear recipe.
敬畏神或者是健康的敬畏的一个配方。
So the very first thing that we must understand is that we have to be faithful gathering and hearing of God's word.
第一点就是说，我们应该是有忠心的来聚会，并且愿意聆听神的话。
We can see here in the scripture, it says here, assemble the people, men and women, children, alien who is in your town, so that they might hear and learn and fear the Lord your God, and be careful to observe all of the words of this law.Their children who have not known will hear and learn to fear, do you see it? Fear the Lord your God as long as you live on the land.
就像生命记31章12到13节所讲，你们要招聚他们男女孩子并城里寄居的，使他们听，使他们学习，好敬畏耶和华你们的神，谨守遵行这律法的一切话。 也使他们未曾晓得这律法的儿女得以听见，学习敬畏耶和华。这里有再一次有敬畏你们的神，在你们过约旦河要得为业之地存活的日子，常常这样行。
One of the reasons my wife and I decided to come to Baltimore, people ask us, why did you come to Baltimore to work in this church?
我和我的太太之所以为什么要来巴尔的摩，来到这个教会，很多人经常问我们为什么。
About 10 years ago.
大约十年前。
Oh, my wife and I, we love China. We love people of different cultures. So we wanted to be in a different kind of church like this one.
我和我的太太喜欢中国，我们喜欢不同的文化，这也是为什么我们来到这个教会的原因。
And so we knew that Baltimore was good because there's lots of universities around here. There's lots of opportunities to reach the world. You just sang about it, right? There's lots of opportunities to reach the world for Christ here. The world is at our doorstep here in Baltimore. Amen.
我们巴尔的摩有很多大学，所以我们在巴尔的摩，其实这个世界它就已经在我们教会的门口了。
And we're very glad we can help the teachers at Notre Dame University and at MICA and at Johns Hopkins and many others, Morgan State University. We have lots of opportunities to welcome the alien, right? That's the foreign student. That it says right here. We are doing what this verse says. Congratulations.
因为在我们巴尔的摩，我们会遇到很多从不同的大学，无论是霍普金斯、Notre Dame， 甚至是这个 Morgan State， 我们有他们这些人，就是正如我们经文里讲，那些未晓得这律法的儿女，神把这些大学里的这些学生或者学者带到我们的个教会，我们所做的就是这个经文所讲。
We lived in three different countries. My wife and I, we moved 34 times.Okay, I understand what it means to be afraid and not understand the language. I understand living in a culture can be very afraid. You can be fearful. You don't understand a lot of things.
我和我的太太在三个不同的国家生活过，我们搬过34次家，所以我们非常理解，当你到一个地方，你语言不通，你进入到一个陌生的这个文化之中，你会对这个环境产生很多很多惧怕，这也是可以理解的。
I remember one country, I was standing there waiting for a small bus, not the big buses, they have small buses, this was in the Middle East, I was waiting for the bus to come.
我记得我们曾经在中东有一次我们在一个地方等一个很小的一个汽车来接我们。
And I put up my hand like this, and I wanted them to stop.
我把我的手举起来，我希望那辆车停下来。
And everybody on the bus, they waved to me.
然后但是这辆车的这个所有的人也冲我挥挥手。
And they smiled.
然后他们冲我微笑。
And they went by me.
然后他们这个车就从我面前就开过去了。
And later, the person that was standing next to me from the country, they said, we don't do this here.
但是这个之后呢，然后站在我身边的一个本地人就告诉我说，我们在中东这个本地我们不挥手。
If you want the bus to stop, you do this.
他说如果你在中东要让车停下来，你是要这样做手势。
So it was hard. It was raining and we got all wet.
真的是很艰苦，因为那天刚好是下雨，所以我们浑身都被浇湿了。
But there's many things that it can be. So gathering together can help you and not be so afraid because we have family here and we can help each other. Amen?
当我们聚集在一起的时候，可以帮助我们减少恐惧，因为我们有家人主里的家人在一起。
When my wife had her accident, you know, my wife fell from the stairs and she broke her hip a couple of years ago. You remember that?
因为几年前师母从台阶上摔下来，结果这个髋骨就摔。
It was a very difficult time for us.
那个时间对我们来说是非常艰难的时间。
But many people from this church brought food to our house.
但是这个教会很多弟兄姐妹他们做好了饭食送给我们。
The care team came and the pastor came and they prayed for us.
关怀小组的人来到我们家，并且牧师和其他弟兄姐妹来到我们家和我们一起祷告。
So when you go through a terrible thing like that, fear comes into your heart. And so it's wonderful the body can help you overcome that fear of pain.
当你在这种困难的时候，当你遇到恐惧的时候呢，那么整个属神的家庭、属神的身体，他们能够和我们一起帮我们度过这个难关，减少我们的恐惧。
So please.
所以 求你们
don't be afraid to ask for help. Okay?
请求你们不要去不要去恐惧去提出说我自己需要帮助。
And please,
我请求你们
if you see somebody suffering, ask God how you can help them, and I will do the same.
如果你看到有人需要帮助，那么你向神来祷告，看你怎么样能够去帮助他，我也会做同样的事情。
The Father wants to Father through us. You know, Daddy, the Father, the Creator of the universe, wants to love through us. If we don't love, how can He love?
我们知道天上的天父是要通过我们来爱我们身边其他的人。
We had a wonderful retreat.
前一段时间我们刚刚有一个很好的退休会。
Singing together, having fun together, hearing wonderful speakers together. Again, we gather together and life becomes better because we are together.
当我们在一起，我们一起来唱诗，我们一起来有一个很美好的时光，我们听讲员的讲道，都是可以帮助我们，因为当我们聚集在一起的时候，我们就有一个很好的时间。
We're going to have a picnic next week. We're going to be together again. Over 300 people have signed up for the picnic next week. I hope we can come and encourage each other and bring a friend.
马上下个周日我们教会就有野餐会，有超过300个人报名。我希望大家来到一起，我们一起来来彼此的来鼓励。
And I was talking to our brother Taylin. He needs help with Micah. Okay, so if you can help with Micah outreach.Please talk to our brother. Can you raise your hand, brother? Can you raise your hand? Talk to him, and we need help with helping the Micah students.
同时我也跟天灵弟兄说，我们的 Micah 有很多新生，他们也许在下个周日野餐会有需要很多帮助，所以当你可以愿意伸出你的帮助之手的时候，可以找天灵弟兄。
Picking them up from the airport, I think they have like 15 people already. They're newcomers coming, so please talk to him and also Johns Hopkins also.
不仅仅是 Micah 的学生，我们接了大约有50位学生，Micah 的学生从机场到他们这个所住的地方，同时我们也可以帮助霍普金斯大学的学生。
We took a hike yesterday, some of the youth and some of the students together, and we had a wonderful time being in God's creation.
就是昨天我们和一些青少年以及家长，我们一起就在隔壁，我们有一个很好的这个爬山。然后我想当我们聚集在一起的时候，我们就会有一个很好的时光。
One of the best ways to get in touch with the God is to get in touch with His creation. Amen.
我们与神亲近一个很好的方法就是说，当我们去与他的创造的这个世界所亲近的时候。
Medical professionals and people like me, the reason we have so much depression, we have so much anxiety,we have so much worry is we spend too much time inside the house. We got to get out and we got to see God's creation. Am I right?
很多时候我们之所以有很多的这种抑郁，是因为我们花了太多的时间，我们待在室内。我们其实应该走出家门，到神所创造的大自然中去享受他的创造。
It's a beautiful time of year. So with your fellowship groups, you know, take some walks. This is Cromwell Valley Park, right over here.If you need a guide, I can help you. I know all the trails, okay?
现在秋天正好是非常适合室外这个活动的时间。这个照片里讲的就是我们就是在教会的隔壁，叫 Cromwell Park。如果你要需要去那边，我可以做你的向导。
And that's the second one that I wanted to say, and that's this. Examine God's creation. So number one, gather with God's people. Number two, spend time in God's creation.
第一点刚才我们讲的是我们要有一个经常在神家里有很好的聚会。第二点是说我们要仔细的观察上帝的创造。
In Exodus 20, it says this, When the people saw the thunder and lightning and heard the trumpet and saw the mountain in smoke, they trembled with fear. Do you see that? Fear. It was a good kind of fear. They stayed at a distance and said to Moses, Speak to us yourself and we will listen.But do not have God speak to us, or we will die.
在出埃及记20:18-19，众百姓见雷声、闪电、角声、山上冒烟，就都发颤，远远的站立，对摩西说：“求你和我们说话，我们必听；不要神和我们说话，恐怕我们死亡。”这里面百姓 的畏惧就是一个健康的畏惧。
So fear is a healthy respect for God. That's how you could define it. Healthy respect for God.
一个健康的这个畏惧，如果我们来给它一个定义的话，那么就是说，当我们对神有应该有的敬畏的时候，那么这就是一个健康的一个惧怕。
One of the reasons I like the song that the choir sang is because it talks about the stars. You remember the words about the stars in that song? God, you created the stars. Stars have always been very fascinating to me.
我之所以很喜欢刚刚我们唱的那首诗歌，是因为那首诗歌提到了星星。我们知道神创造了宇宙，创造了星星，而我个人呢是对天上的星星是非常的觉得神奇的一件事。
I became a Christian 50 years ago on an island in the middle of Lake Superior. You know Lake Superior, one of the major lakes up here. I became a Christian on a camping trip on one of those islands.
50年前我受洗归入主，那个时候呢，我受洗是在Lake Pierce。
Lake Superior.
Lake Superior 这个一个小岛上。
I grew up in Chicago.
我是在芝加哥长大的。
And the only light that we had was from the headlights of a car.
我们所那个时候我们有的这个晚上的灯光是从那个车的那个车灯。
And you look in Chicago, you look in the skies, you only see maybe 2 stars. That's it.
如果你那时候看，那么你只能看到两个星星。
But on this island at night, it was so dark, you could look up in the sky, and they were so big, you could almost touch the stars. They were so big, and that really spoke to my heart.
但是在岛上是不一样的。你在芝加哥城里看不到任何，只能看到一两个星星。但是你在那个岛上，晚上你当你抬头看的时候呢，那个星星是又大又亮。那个星光照到我的心里，就让我产生了畏惧感。
The God who created all of the planets, the God who created all of the stars, the Almighty God of heaven and earth loves me.
创造了所有的星球、宇宙的这个神，但是他是爱我的。
How does that make you feel when a very, very, very important person is willing to spend time with you? Don't you feel special?
当如此重要的这么一个上帝，他来爱我，并且愿意花时间在我的身上，我会觉得我很特殊。
And then I gave my life to Christ, and as a result, my wife and I became missionaries in 3 different countries.
所以我就把我的生命献给了神，也这样，我和我的太太也成为了宣教士。
Number three.
第三点。
So the first one is to gather with God's people. Number two, spend time in creation. Number three, apply your heart.To understanding.
第一点是说我们要有健康the first one, yeah. 我们刚刚讲过第二点是说我们要有经常要有聚会，第三点是说我们要专心寻求智慧。
I think you will see here, wisdom without understanding leads to no application to change the situation.
缺乏聪明的智慧呢是无法改变我们的现状。
In Proverbs 2:2, it says, "Turn your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God."
正如箴言所讲，二章第二节和第五节，侧耳听智慧，专心求聪明，你就明白敬畏耶和华，得以认识神。
You remember King Solomon, right? King Solomon, who was the second king after King David. He was the most wealthiest king ever, King Solomon.
我们都知道这个所罗门王，他是大卫之后的那个以色列的王，他是最富有的一个王。
And he had a lot of wisdom.
但是他，而且他有很多智慧。
But he didn't have much understanding.
但是他没有很多对这个认识
because he had 1,000 wives.
但是因为他有1,000个嫔妃。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗？
700 wives, 300 concubines, some were closer than others. He was a wise man, but he didn't have understanding.
他有700个嫔妃，然后又有300个嫔妃，然后。对不起，这个不太会。然后我们很难想象，他虽然一方面很有智慧，但是另一方面，我们认为他 没有一个对这种真正的理解，所以他才会有这么多嫔妃。
And one of the reasons that Solomon had so many wives is because his father David had several wives also. So he said, if Dad can have some, I can have more.
一个原因是大卫王，也就是所罗门的父亲，他有好几个妻子，所以呢，既然作为他的爸爸可以有几个妻子，他就说我可以有更多的妻子。
David was not a very good father. He wrote the Psalms. David was a man who had a lot of courage, but David was not a very good father.
大卫是写了诗篇，大卫呢也有很多的勇气，但是他不是一个很好的父亲。
And the reason God said don't have so many wives is that these foreign wives would pull the heart away from God and they would serve other idols. They would serve the gods of their country. And God said, I am the only God. If you marry all of these wives, they will pull your heart away from me.
神其实已经警告过所罗门王说，当你娶这些外邦女子做妻子的时候，他们就会把你的心拖向他们所敬拜的外邦人的偶像，你就会远离神。
So we have to understand that we have to have a strong loyalty to God.
所以我们需要理解说我们必须对神有一个非常强的这种忠心。
Do you remember the story of Job?
也许我们会知道关于约伯的故事。
Job was another very, very wealthy man.
约伯也是一个同样有很多财富的人。
He had lots of wealth. He had lots of houses. He had lots of servants. He had a beautiful family.
他有很多财物，有很多仆人，也有很多牲畜，也有一个很美好的家庭。
God allowed problems to come into his life, and all of his riches and all of his family was removed. You remember the story.
约伯记中所记载的就是说神允许撒旦从约伯的身边把他所有的财富他的家人都拿去。
But Job had a fear of God.
但是约伯有敬畏神的心。
When God took away his children, when God took away his cattle, when God took away his houses, God took away everything, what did Job do?
当神把那些骆驼把他甚至把他的子女从他的身边拿去的时候，约伯是怎样做的呢？
He said to God, he said, naked I came into this world.
他说我是赤裸着来。
Naked I will return to you.
我也会赤裸的回到上帝的身边。
Blessed is the God who gives.
神是赐福的神。
And blessed is the God who takes away.
神也是取走的神。
Job held everything with an open hand.
神约伯是真的是把所有的事情放在一个打开的手上面。
If God wants to put it in my hand, fine.
如果神把他所要赐给我的东西放在我的手上。
If God wants to take it out of my hand, fine.
那是很好的，但是如果神愿意把东西从我的手上拿走也是可以的。
Job knew that Job didn't create Job. Job knew that Job didn't create Job. God created him. God owned him. And God can do whatever he wants.
约伯知道他不是自己创造了自己，而是神创造了他。神愿意给他什么，神愿意从他身上夺走什么东西都是可以的。
How about you?
那么你是怎么样的呢？
How about me?
我是怎么样的呢？
I hope it doesn't happen, but life is life, and God may take something away from you.
我希望这样的不好的事情不要发生在我们的身上，但是我们不知道上帝对我们的计划是什么，我们会不会有一天我们也有一些东西被神拿走？
I'm old enough now. A lot of my friends are dying because I'm getting older.
我的年纪已经很大了，很多我的朋友已经从这个世上离去。
Except for my mother, she's 95 years old.
但是我的妈妈还在，她是95岁。
She's probably going to live longer than me.
也许她会比我还要长寿。
She walks a mile every day.
她每一天都走一英里。
But if God takes away your loved one, and maybe he will early, it's up to God. Because we don't belong to us. We belong to God. He can do whatever he wants.
如果神把我们爱的人从我们身边拿走，甚至甚至很早的这件事情就发生了，但是我们要知道说我们并不属乎我们自己，我们属乎神。
So let's just trust the Lord and apply our heart to understanding because God knows what's best for us.
所以我们应该来相信神，我们应该去真的是寻求神，从神那里来的这种理解、聪明、智慧。
I hope we can be like Job and not Solomon. Okay?
我希望我能。我希望我能够像约伯一样，而不像所罗门。
Naked I came into this world, naked I will return. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You're going to have to translate all that, but that's fine. Okay, let's go on. Number four, we're almost done. I got two more left. Number four, remember the wrath of God.
第四点是说要记住神的愤怒。
God's, please listen very carefully.God's patience is lasting, but it's not everlasting. He is just.
神的耐心是长久的，但是并非是永久的。他同时也是公义的。
Let me explain.
让我来解释一下。
In John, Hebrews 10:30, it says this, there is no fear of God before their eyes. Sound like America? There's no fear of God before their eyes. For we know him who said, it is mine to avenge.I will repay, and again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Wow.
经上就是罗马书三章十八节讲说，他们眼中不怕神。希伯来书十章三十到三十一节讲，因为我们知道谁说，深渊在我，我必报应。又说，主要审判他的百姓，落在永生神的手里，真是可怕的。
God is patient.
神是有耐心的。
He will continue to stay committed to you. Yes, he will.
他会对你负责。
If you fail, he still loves you, just like a father, mother loves the child. He still loves you.
如果你跌倒了，那么神仍然爱你，正如父母爱子女一样。
But as a good parent, you discipline your children because you love them. Love disciplines.
但是正如父母。爱孩子也会管教他一样。
So Jesus came the first time not to judge, right? John 3:16. God so loved the world, he came to save the world. The first time he didn't come to judge.
耶稣第一次来到地上，正如约翰福音三章十六节所讲，他来是拯救，不是来审判人的。
The second time he is going to come to judge.
但是耶稣再来的日子，也是他审判众人的日子。
If your name, if my name is not written in the book of life, we will be thrown into the lake of fire.
如果你的名字或者我的名字不在生命册上，那么我们就会被扔到永恒的火湖之中。
I didn't say this, right? God said this. If your name is not written in the book of life, you will be thrown into the lake of fire.
这不是我说的，这是经上所说。
Hell is hot, it's dark, it's painful, and it's separated from God. It's hot, it's dark, it's painful, and it's separated from God. That's what hell is.
经上所描述的地狱是黑暗的，同时也是炎热的，并且是非常让人会经历很多痛苦，并且是与神永远的隔绝。
But heaven, we get a new body, thank God.
但是到了天堂，我们有一个新的身体。
We have rest.
我们有安息。
We have rejoicing.
我们有喜乐。
We have responsibility.
我们有我们的责任。
And we have a relationship with God, which is the most important.
我们同时也与神有一个关系，这也是最重要的。
So we must remember that there are consequences to our actions.
所以我们必须得知道说我们的行为是有代价的。
And we have to remember that God does discipline us.
但是我们也要记住神是会来 管教我们的。
Do you remember when the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt and there was no water? Do you remember the story? There was no water and they started to complain. Do you remember?
在出埃及记中，当这些以色列人出了埃及，他们没有水的时候，他们就会向神来抱怨。
And God said to Moses, "Speak to the rock. I can do a miracle here. I can bring water out of the rock."Moses, do what I say, and the people will have water.
神就对摩西讲说，你对石头说话，水就会从石头中涌出，你只要做这件事情。
And so the people kept complaining. Moses, we're thirsty. We should have stayed in Egypt. Why are we here? Did you bring us out here to die?
所以这些以色列人就向摩西来抱怨说，我们很渴。您把我们从这个埃及带出来，就让我们在这里渴死吗？
So Moses was getting very angry at the people.
所以摩西就对这些百姓很生气。
So do you remember what he did?
你记得他做了些什么吗？
He took the stick, his staff.
所以他就拿起他的杖。
You remember the staff.
我们都记得摩西的杖。
The staff represented God's authority.In his life, that's why he got a staff. This was representing God's authority.
但是我们知道，摩西的杖代表神在摩西生命中的权柄。
So he takes the staff. He doesn't speak to the rock. He hits the rock twice.
摩西没有按照神的话来做，他没有对石头讲话，他拿着他手里的杖击打了石头两次。
The people did get the water.
是的，这些犹太人得到了有水喝。
But Moses never made it into the promised land because he got angry.
但是摩西因此而没有得以进入迦南美地。
The wrath of God.
因为神这是因为神的愤怒。
You might say, well, why? Moses spent 40 years with these people.Why did God not allow him to go into the promised land just because he got angry? It seems to be a big punishment, right?
很多人会有疑问说，摩西带领这些以色列人在旷野中走了40年，他仅仅因为他生气，他用了杖来击打石头，而不是按照神的吩咐来对石头讲话，这是不是一个过重的一个惩罚呢？
The reason, please listen, the reason why Moses didn't get into the promised land is because he misrepresented God.
摩西之所以没有进入迦南美地被神所管教，是因为他错误地代表了神。
Moses should have known better. He was a friend with God. He should have known better.
但是摩西应该是知道他不应该这样做。
It was a big problem. It wasn't a little problem. It was a big problem because they thought, well, Moses could get angry. That means God can get angry. That means I can get angry and I can use my stick to hurt my child if I want to. Do you see what's happening here? If Moses gets angry and he becomes abusive, then the fathers and the mothers would become abusive.Is that what God wants? Moses was not a good example. He misrepresented God.
我想摩西犯的错误不是一个小错误，而是个大错误。原因是在于说，当摩西生气用这个杖来打这个石头的时候，它代表的是天父的愤怒，然后很容易就变成说，我们做父母的就可以用暴力来管教我们的孩子。
God does not want to be known as a wrathful God. God does not want to be known as an angry God. He wants to be known as a loving God who could exercise his wrath. Does that make sense? He could become angry. He could become wrathful. But he's not a wrathful God. He's a loving God. Does that make sense?
但是上帝是希望我们每个人知道他是爱的上帝，他可以愤怒，他甚至可以他可以发怒，并且是但是他并不是一个发怒的神。
So as parents, grandparents, and I'm including myself, it's okay to be just, and sometimes you have to use punishment, not physical punishment, but there are consequences. If the child is misusing his cell phone, you have to take the cell phone away. That's part of the wrath of God, right? So you do have to use discipline, but please be known as a loving parent, not an angry one.
所以我们这些做父母、做祖父母的我们希望我们在孩子的心目中是一个爱的父母爱的祖父母，我们可以去惩罚这些我们的孩子，去管教他们。比如说，当这个孩子手机上瘾，我们可以把手机从他的手里面拿出去，但是我们不要做一个愤怒的父母或者祖父母。
Now let me give you just a little bit of advice. I got one more left, almost out of time. Let me give you a little bit of advice. I work as a youth pastor here also. You know that. The last 10 years, I've been working with your children, and I've been working with children for over 40 years.And let me give you a little bit of advice now. Can I for just 1 minute?
让我花一分钟时间给大家一个小的建议，因为我过去的十年在教会里一直来服侍青少年，我有总共有超过40年的时间来服侍这些年轻人。
Before you give the cell phone, let's talk about the cell phone. It's a big problem. It's everywhere in the whole world. The cell phone is a big problem with teenagers. You know that.
我们大家都知道，对于青少年来讲，手机是一个很大的问题。
So this is what I encourage parents to do.
我鼓励作为家长是这样做。
If you're going to give them a dumb phone, I would not give them a smartphone. I would give them a dumb phone.
我不会给他们一个智能手机，我会给他们一个普通的手机。
But if you decide to give them a smartphone when they're a junior or a senior, at some point they've got to have one. I understand that. I'm not going to tell you when.But when you do give the cell phone, you tell them this, okay?
当你决定给他们一个智能手机的时候
，This does not belong to you; belongs to me.
这个手机不是你的，是我的。
I taught you how to walk.
我教你如何去走路。
I taught you how to get dressed.
我教你如何穿衣服。
I taught you how to take a shower. I taught you how to brush your teeth.
我教你如何洗澡，如何刷牙。
I taught you how to tie your shoes.
我教你如何系鞋带。
And I'm going to teach you how to use this cell phone.
我也会教导你如何用手机。
And you need to listen to me.
你需要来听我。
Because I love you.
因为我爱你。
And I don't want you to get hurt.
我也不希望你被伤害。
And if I was a bad parent,
如果我是个不好的父母，
I would give it to you and I would say, Satan, take my child away.
我会说撒旦。把我的孩子拿走吧。
But I love you too much.
但是我非常的爱你。
That I'm not going to allow Satan to do that.
我不希望撒旦去做这件事情。
And I'm going to teach you how to use it.
我会教导你如何用手机。
That is the fear of God.
这就是我们要敬畏耶和华神。
The love of God.
也是神的爱。
The last one.
最后一点。
Make sure you have a strong hatred of sin.
最后一点就是说，我们要确保我们真是对罪有很大的厌恶。
Proverbs 8:13 says this: "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil."
在箴言八章十三节讲，敬畏耶和华在乎恨恶邪恶，那骄傲狂妄并恶道以及乖谬的口都为我所恨。
Sorry, I didn't read the whole thing. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech. I think you read the whole thing.
Yeah.
The second one says this, Matthew 5:22. But I say to you, even if you get angry, remember I talked about anger with someone, you are subject to judgment. If you call someone an idiot, have you ever called somebody an idiot? You are in danger of being brought before court. And if you curse someone, you are in danger of the fires of hell. Wow.
只是我马太福音五章二十二节说，只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的难免受审判，凡骂弟兄是拉加的难免公会的审断，凡骂弟兄是魔力的难免地狱的火。
So we need to be kind people, right? We need to see when we see something that's not right, it should bother us.
所以我们应该是一个友善的弟兄姐妹，当我们看到有些事情不对的时候，我们会应该会觉得心里面有一些负担。
We should have a strong hatred towards sin.
我们应该对罪有很大的恨恶。
As a parent,
作为一个父母
，we had a policy in our home.
我们在家里有这么一个规定
，that if we were going to watch a movie, a good movie,
如果我们要一起来看一个电影，一个好的电影。
And if the movie had one bad word, swear word,
如果这个在这个电影里有一些不好的词，就发誓诅咒的词
，we would turn it off。
我们就会把这个电视关上。
I as a spiritual leader in the home would not allow any bad words out of my children, right? I would not allow them to swear. So why should I have it on TV if I don't allow it coming from them, right?
我作为一个父母，我不希望我的孩子说脏话，所以我也不希望在我们家电视里面出现同样的脏话。
I wanted to be a consistent dad.
我希望我在这些方面是一贯的。
Now, I'm not telling you that we have to work for our salvation. I'm not telling you that we have to be working towards God's love. I'm just saying we have to be holy people and we have to be consistent.
我想我们并不是，我这里并不是要讲说我们是要通过我们的行为，我们做工来得我们的救恩，而是说我们要做一个圣洁的信徒，同时我们要在我们生活中真的是各个方面都保持一致。
It's hard to follow someone who is not consistent. You don't trust the leader if he does one thing and he says another thing. You can't give kids a double standard. I don't know if you have that translated.
我想我们对于在我们教导孩子的过程中，我们要知道我们不能够说一套做一套，因为这样的孩子是没有安全感，也不会信任我们。
So, in summary,
好，我们总结一下。
Last few minutes, how do we become people of with a stronger fear of God?
我们如何能够更加的敬畏神？
We're faithful gathering and we hear God's word, just like we do every Sunday. Please come every Sunday.
我们要有忠心的聚会来聆听上帝的话，所以我们鼓励大家每个星期天都来到教会。
If you're sick or you're traveling, okay, you can be online. But please, if you are not sick, you're not traveling, please come together. You need encouragement, and so do I.
如果我们生病或者是在外面旅行的话，那么我们可以在网上参加聚会，因为我们的确需要一起来聆听上帝的话语。
Take a walk in the woods, plant a garden, spend time outside in the sun.
第二点是说我们要仔细观察上帝的创造，我们可以去我们的花园，或者是去到郊外去徒步。
Apply your heart to understanding. Do what you know is right. Make the right choice. Follow through on the right choice and walk humbly with God. Let me say that again. Make the right choice.Follow through on the right choice, and then walk humbly with God, and you will be a man of fear and a woman of fear of God.
另外是专心求对上帝的这个理解或者是聪明，是说我们要有一个属乎神的这么一个正确的选择，并且我们要确认说我们的确把我们当初做的选择在我们生活中做出来。然后最后一点 ，What's that?
And then walk humbly with God.
然后我们要谦卑的与神同行。
Remember the wrath of God.
记住神也会愤怒。
God is loving, but he's also just.
神是爱的神，但是他也是公义的神。
And then have a strong hatred towards sin.
同时最后一点是说我们对罪有很大的恨恶。
At the end of our lives, we want to be seen as faithful people.
当我们生命结束的时候，我希望我们是一个我们一个忠心的敬虔的人。
This is the goal, right?
这是最后的目标。
To be like Christ.
像耶稣一样。
When we, all of us someday will be before God, whether we know God or not, we're going to stand before Him, and God's going to say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Right? We want to hear those words, "Good and faithful."
所以无论我们是不是信神，我们终究有一天都会站在基督耶稣的审判台前。我们希望耶稣对我们这些信神的人夸奖我们说，这是忠心良善的仆人。
Have you repented of your sin? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? If you do, if you repent of your sin and you believe in Jesus Christ, God's going to give you a key to your room. And he says, there, there's the room in the mansion welcome home.
如果你悔改了并且愿意承认你的罪，那么耶稣就会给你一个钥匙，领你到一个房间里。
Now he's probably not going to give you a key because there's no thieves in heaven.
也许他不会给你一个钥匙，因为在天堂里并没有小偷。
But he has a room for you.
但是他预备了房间给你。
And if you don't know him, you're going to be in the other place, and you know what that is.
如果你不相信神，那么有另外的去处。
He has given you your life. He's given you your time.
他给了你你的生命，你的时间。
He's given you your talents.
他也给了你你的天分。
He's given you your resources, your money.
他也给了你资源，你的金钱。
He's given you an opportunity to be loving and to be joyful.
他也给了你机会，让你爱，也让你去喜乐。
He has forgiven your sins.
他也宽恕了你的罪。
He's given you a purpose for living.
他也给了你生活的目的。
He's given you a plan and a future with him.
他也给了你一个计划，是与他同行的一个计划。
He's given you many good gifts.
他给了你很多很好的礼物。
But he's also given you a lot of opportunities to.Be good in your character.
但是他也给了你很多机会，让你能够有好的品格。
And if you don't follow the word of God,
但是如果你不遵从神的话
，then you will have fear in your life.
那么你的生活中就会有惧怕。
You will have worry in your life.
你会担心。
You will have anxiety in your life.
你会焦虑。
You will have depression.
你会有抑郁。
You have all kinds of emotional problems if you don't follow the word of God.
如果你不遵从神的话，那么你在生活中就有各种各样的问题。
And you know what happens?
你知道会发生什么吗？
If you stop reading your Bible, you stop coming to church, you stop going to small group, you stop doing this, you know what happens?
如果你不去读经，不去参加聚会，你知道会发生什么事情吗？
Your emotions take second place.
你的情感，你的心情会到另外一个阶段。
If you're worried, if you're afraid, is it going to make you a more faithful person if you're afraid?
如果你经常的担心恐惧，它会让你成为一个更加敬虔的人吗？
The opposite of faith is fear. Fear.
恐惧敬虔的另外一面是恐惧。
So what happens is then fear and anxiety and worry, they move to first place.
那么这些担心恐惧就会成为你生命中的第一个重要的事。
Now you're walking with fear, you're walking with anxiety, you're walking with all kinds of problems, because this is what's guiding your life, is your feelings are guiding your life.
但是如果你远离了神，那么你生命中这些东西就会占据主动。
So what's the answer?
那么答案是什么呢？
Keep it in the right order.
把它们放在一个正确的位置。
If you read the word, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, not just reading. You are listening to me right now. It's very important to hear the word of God, not just read it. Reading is important.But you have to hear it too. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
信道是从听道而来，所以我们很重要一点，不仅仅是读，更重要是要听到我们的心里面去。
And then the black stones of fear and worry and anxiety, the black ones.
但是我们生活中这些负面的这些事情，无论是忧虑、担心、焦虑。
Will be replaced by the pure ones.
会被这些圣洁的这个来代替。
The things that are not right in your life will be replaced by love and joy and peace.
当你生命中这些不好的东西会被神的爱、神的平安所代替。
Don't we serve such a wonderful God?
因为我们知道神是一个非常伟大的神。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father God, we thank you so much for our time.Together.
亲爱的天父，感谢你我们在一起的时间。
We thank you that we can now love you more with all our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength.
感谢你能够让我们尽心尽力尽意尽性地爱你。
We thank you that we can now love you. We don't have to fear.
我们感谢你，因为我们可以爱你，而不是恐惧你。
And if there's anybody here that is fears their next life, I ask that you would help them understand how much you love them.
如果这里我们今天还有人不知道我们死后会是怎么样，或者为此而担心，那么我可以把神来介绍给你。
Because it is appointed once for a man to die, and then comes judgment.
因为当一个人死后，他会遇到审判。
So please repeat after me if you want to have eternal life with God. Please repeat after me.
如果你愿意在你死后与神同有永生，那么请你来重复我。
Dear God, I'm a sinner.
亲爱的神我是一个罪人。
That's right. Just repeat. I'm sorry for my sins.
我为我是个罪人来忏悔。
I ask your forgiveness.
我求神来赦免我。
And I believe that Jesus lived, that Jesus died, and that Jesus rose again.
我相信神来到这个世上活过，也死，也在十字架上被钉死，也复活。
And I accept him into my heart.
我接受他。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.